the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah. Head for the border. Go get a taco. Watch me wreck it from the jump street. Meaning from the get go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard. Now act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say. Like Bob Marley, lay back on the payback. Evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact.
Can I get a hit?
Hit.
Boom, bit with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North Cackalacka and Compton. Check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo doo. The video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
Scooby-Doo, whoopie-doo, scenarios, radios, rates more than four, scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore, ship shape, crush great eights to play tapes, takes make drakes, make for the weight of an
Ella,
Anita, simply Jeff the leader, bass in the space means peace, see you later, later,
later,
later, alligator, pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator, so yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flack, back, first, fist, foul, fight, laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crown so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vote, can't view, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. As I come back, as I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Row, row, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have you smelling right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the rhymes are on time. Ripping up the sound just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo.
Yeah,
here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Well, let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now we talk about sex on the and video shows.
Many will know.
Anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
A little bit.
Let's talk about sex.
try to make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note that last night was dope, dope, dope.
Take it easy.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Gonna play this on the radio.
Why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, now, how many guys you know make
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
Nothing to me. is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's this paging me and why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. A niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the caper. Remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownville that you rolled dice with, smoke blunts and got nice with? Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. 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 They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plates out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you bought your mom from Florida, the fifth corridor. Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your Biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments. Put the fuckers in the bad predicament where all the foul niggas went. Touch my cheddar, feel my Beretta. Fuck when I'ma hit you with your motherfuckers, better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and get hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody coming.
I don't wanna come in fast as I can. Just don't bring your motherfucking ass on. Come on.
You getting close.
Huh? It's right over here.
Are you sure it's Biggie Smalls' crib, man?
I'm sure, motherfucker. Come on.
Fuck. You better be his motherfucking house. Fuck, man. Yeah. This better be this motherfucker's house.
Oh, shit.
What? What's wrong?
It's that red dot on your head, man.
What is that? Oh shit.
What do we get for
you? Got a red dot on your head too. Oh shit.
Alright, okay. Probably can't say a lot of those words. Anyway, so what are we doing here? Yes, Notorious B.I.G. with Warning from Ready to Die. Prior to that, Tupac with Ambitions as a Writer, All Eyes on Me was the name of that record. Salt and Pepper with Let's Talk About Sex. From Hot, Cool, and Vicious. A Tribe Called Quest with Scenario. I love that song. One of my favorite records of the 90s, the Low End Theory. And actually, it was The Knack starting off that extended set with My Sharona from the Get the Knack release. 100 and millions viewers watching Reality Bites. Anyway, so, yeah, so we got Ready to Die from Notorious B.I.G. We got Tupac. So, yeah, so there was a little part in the book, The 90s. Written by Chuck Klosterman about the whole East Coast, West Coast rap thing. Now, you know, I've listened to podcasts that go deep on that, so he just sort of does it lip service, really. But he does, you know, hit on one point, which is just that it seemed like a big publicity stunt. Like, if you weren't deep into it and didn't know about all of the serious, you know, perceived slights on either side, and, you know, it just seemed like a lot of talking and a lot of way to get people interested in the music and buying it. And, you know, rap was still... I mean, it wasn't in its infancy. It was still but it's still growing. I mean, it hadn't, you know, there was really no Jay-Z yet and all of that. So it was still kind of a thing that was happening and still a little bit on the new side in terms of it being mainstream. And so there was a lot of attention being paid to the genre through this fighting of the East Coast and West Coast, and it just seemed like a publicity stunt, and then all of a sudden it resulted in deaths, and it was kind of like, and it was shocking, and it was and also a shame, because both artists, Tupac and Biggie, were under 30. I think maybe Tupac was 27 and Biggie maybe was 24 or 25 or something like that. So, you know, the overall picture is, you know, okay, it was a cool story, but then it had a shocking ending. But then the end result is that there's no more great music made by these artists. So it sort of became a story that kind of got out of control. And so, but, you know, he doesn't really dig into, like, who was accused of that and, you know, the perceived slights on either side and the history of, you know, Tupac was shot and, you know, and who did that and all that stuff. So anyway, that was an interesting kind of a little lament, really, sort of getting lost in all of the digging deep into the story. All right, so up next, there was a big thing. You know, it's funny, I tried to find that Body Count song, Cop Killer, but I guess even now you can't find it anywhere. I think I might have to find it on the original vinyl, which I think is probably banished from this station here at WMFO. But we can still play Two Live Crew, as nasty as they want to be. We're going to play Me So Horny, and the reason for this is because it really touched off a firestorm of, like, of censorship, really. So it was like there was a lot of fighting. There was a huge lawsuit in the 90s that sort of, like, laid the groundwork for what was not what was art and what wasn't art. And even though the music itself wasn't really, you know, a critically acclaimed, like, brilliant piece of music, it was something that touched off a fight about what could be released in the market and what was obscene and what was pornography. And, you know, when the right and the left dug in and started fighting. So we're going to, of course, we're going to hear that song because we have to. Me So Horny, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Everything you want. Everything. Everything.
Oh. Don't do that, baby.
Oh,
choking on the splinters.
I wanna have control.
You're so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong
And there we have it. The only time I've played Alanis Morissette on this show. It's happened. First time in like 20-something years. Or first time ever in 20 years. And there's a reason for that. Obviously, we're if you've been listening to the show, you know that we're having a show inspired by the Chuck Klosterman book, The 90s. So we couldn't like ignore it and have a show devoted to the or inspired by The 90s, the book by Chuck Klosterman. So, and there's an interesting debate. Or like, it's not really a debate. It's more of like an analysis of Alanis Morissette up against Liz Phair, who we heard before with Fucking Run from Exile and Guyville. Prior to that, Radiohead Creep from Pablo Honey, Beck, Loser from Mellow Gold. So I wanted to play Loser and Creep next to each other because there's a section in the book also about how, you know, rock had changed in the 90s to the point where instead of there being this divide between the rock stars and the fans, like the fans were sort of like the... They were the losers and the creeps aspiring to be rock stars. Now it was the rock stars who were saying they were losers and creeps. There was no divide. Everybody, we were all losers and creeps. So I thought that was kind of funny. And then there was the whole Alanis Morissette, Liz Phair thing. I don't want to get into it. I would rather play some music. But what's interesting is the one key point I felt was like people didn't really respect Alanis because she was, she was like a TV star, and she came from this like Canadian child's television program, and so people felt like she was like a media manufactured person, whereas Liz Phair had been this struggling artist who had made this critically acclaimed record that was a track-by-track refutation of the Rolling Stones record Exile on Main Street, and which, of course, was a hugely respected record. So people saw that, and they were immediately intrigued, whereas they figured Alanis Morissette was just some... you know, Nickelodeon star, which she kind of had been. So I think that was kind of funny and also very 90s. All right, let's move on. Up next, title track from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magik, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. We'll be right back.
dope show. We're all stars now in the dope show.
Manson underneath with the dope show. Gotta play that because of all the late 90s freak out over music making people do things they wouldn't normally do. Prior to that, we had Fugazi to talk about what it means to sell out. Turnover from Repeater. And we're gonna wrap things up with Metallica, actually, of all people. The Unforgiven from the Black album. I felt like that would be a good band to wrap things up because the 90s sort of bled right into the 2000s and the Metallica were front and center fighting the file sharing thing with Napster and everything. So that's what we're doing here. This is The Unforgiven. I will see you next week here on 91.5 WMFO.